In this episode, Emily asks, should she place her dollars on a PR strategy or on a social media strategy in order to acquire the most amount of customers? I'm really glad she's asked this question because it points to such a common misconception amongst early stage entrepreneurs about the romanticism around PR. And I point to what is genuinely going to enable you to attract and develop a substantial customer base. 28 and I'm trying to shape history, pulling from the sky for some strength to take with me, line up the stars, fly away quickly and push the world forward like a tidal wave hit me. I ride the wave swiftly, I fear no man, check my titles mate quickly, came from the sky with the light of day in me. Hello everybody and welcome back to this episode of Ask Jack D. We are pumped to be coming at you again. I don't like coming at you.
I also don't understand welcome back, because where have they been? Oh, welcome back as in like, okay, I get it now. I do that a lot. I just answer my own questions once I've said it out loud.
That's where we're starting, by the way. We're just going to cut in when Rosie just said that. Welcome back. Because you've watched a previous episode and now you're watching this episode. So you were here, then you weren't, now you're back. We're excited for this episode, guys. We're loving doing this stuff in North Sydney.
Yeah.
Do you miss Mossman? That's the question.
Yes, I do.
Same.
Yeah,
I do miss it. But we love it here. And yeah, we've got lots of good comments from you guys. So thank you for joining us. Rosie, today's question.
Okay, so we've got a marketing question today from Emily Bitco from Facebook. Mm-hmm. She asks, Jack, do you think it's better to put money into a PR strategy or is it better to put money towards a social media strategy?
Undoubtedly a social media strategy. What's her name?
Her name's Emily. She has an online business and wants to increase sales.
Yes. Okay. Emily, this is such a good question and thank you so much for asking it. Because with the growing sort of romanticism and publicity around entrepreneurship, there is a lot more media stuff going on, right? And it's genuinely great. I love that the media focus more on entrepreneurship. And I love that entrepreneurs are willing to put themselves out there and talk to the world, right? Because I see entrepreneurship as being such an enabler of the future and, right, like an enabler of the progress of humanity. And so the more we talk about it, the more we shine a light on it, the better. However, it's really important to understand, as an early stage entrepreneur, do media and do it well and do it really well and get your name out there and build your brand and all that sort of stuff. However, understand it's not going to build you a substantial customer base nearly as fast as you think it might, right? Media is healthy when done to build a little bit of brand in order to get a bit of credibility, in order to put yourself where opportunity can see you. It becomes unhealthy when we're pursuing it just from a place of ego, because it can take up time. And particularly if you're successful in media type stuff, and you do get a little bit of spotlight on you, it can become really time consuming. And you need to continually address, why am I doing this? Am I doing this because it's driving my business forward? Or am I doing this because it's serving some sort of a purpose? Or am I doing it because it feels good to have a light shined on me for a little bit, right? And it's important, and there might be an element of both, and that's fine, but it's important to understand why you're doing stuff. The other thing is that as an early stage entrepreneur, you probably don't need to invest in PR all that much. Now, you might a little bit. However, if you've got a story to tell, like PR is all about being the exception to the rule. If you're an entrepreneur, you're probably already the exception to the rule. If you're an entrepreneur doing something different, then you're definitely the exception to the rule. And if you know how to develop package and develop and distribute a PR story and write a press release in such a way that journalists get it, read it, go, cool, that's the story, copy, paste, change a few words, put the journalist's name on it, and then they publish it, then you'll get a lot of PR and you won't need to pay a huge amount of dollars for it. If anything, right, I didn't invest in any PR probably until, my timelines are always so out. Where are we? We're in 2016. Probably until 2013, which is like, so the first 6 or 7 years of my career, I didn't invest anything in PR other than time and a bit of know-how. So I wouldn't invest your money there for the purpose of customer acquisition.
You should watch our short course instead.
We've just done a short course on PR, which talks about everything I just outlined, how to package a story, how to understand what journalists look for, how to write a press release, how to get it in their hands, how to communicate with them afterwards to ensure that they actually run it, how to ensure that news agencies, be it TV shows, newspapers, websites, whatever, once they've run you once, continue to run you thereafter, how to build ongoing relationships. Watch that. That'll show you how to do it spending zero money and how to build relationships with six or eight great journalists in your space that they then call on you, which is the holy grail of PR, right? You want to be in a position where media is finding you and you're kind of doing it reactively because people are coming to you. That's a really good space to be coming from. As Rosie says, really good call, Rosie. PR short course will enable you to do that. Customer acquisition, particularly for an online business, but really for any business, invest it in acquisition, right? And so with regards to social media, yes, that may be a good place. That is probably going to be the best place for you to do that. But social media isn't just posting and videos and content and all of that sort of stuff. It needs to be backed up by direct customer acquisition, meaning ads, right? And you want both working in parallel. You want a great content strategy. You want to be speaking to your audience. You want to be touching the hearts and minds of your audience. However, you also need ads following those who watch your content around so that after they've watched a video or seen what you do in your online store or connected with your brand or whatever, the very next time they log onto Facebook, there's an ad saying you can come to this website and buy this, right? Or come to this website to download this. But you want to use Facebook or any social media platform as a platform and as a forum and an environment to build relationship. However, it's relationship with a purpose. It's relationship so that you can then target those people who know you, love you, trust you with ads that are going to interest them and entice them to actually take action. That action might be come to your website and just opt in, right, to your mailing list for free. It doesn't necessarily need to be a purchase on the first sort of transition over. However, it might be. Right, and so Facebook is the best data company in the world. It is by far the best advertising platform, particularly for early stage businesses in the world, because it's visible, it's so targetable, it's trackable, it's retargetable, and you can do both. You can be building relationship while targeting people with ads that are going to connect with them and mean something to them so that they ultimately take action. So if you're gonna spend dollars, do it on customer acquisition. Get your PR sorted from a know-how perspective. Let that happen for free. Build your brand 10, 15% of the time. The other 85% of the time, find great customers.